Leslie Smith on the Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com. We'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures talking about the news behind the grain markets today and also your closing numbers here next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
It's the ultimate win-win situation for wheat farmers. Farmers receive the best genetically improved wheat varieties that address their specific needs. And when you invest in varieties created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics, you're investing in the future of your own farm operations. Your investment today allows independent research to continue that returns that investment directly back to you in the form of locally adapted varieties. Help keep OSU's wheat breeding program strong and sustainable. Log on to OKGenetics.com to learn more. That's OKGenetics.com.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Grain futures rebounded today to close higher. We were 4 cents higher in the December corn at 377, even up four, roughly 5 cents off of the contract low or the daily low from this morning. November beans up five at 896, off of the low of 889.5, so 6.5 cents off the low, and about 5 cents off the high. Went up to 901.75 early in today's trading session. Wheat futures rebounded as well, up 5.75 in the December Chicago at 491.5. December Kansas City up 4 cents at 476.5, but both of them about 5 cents off the low. Did make new lows for this recent move here this morning, but rebounded nicely. Could go all the way up to the moving average of 492.5 in the December Kansas City. That's about 15 cents higher than where the market is now. Hedge funds are extremely short the wheat. They'll probably defend that short position, especially if the market goes and makes new lows. We're about a dime off those lows right now for the December Kansas City. If you look out to next July, or the crop that's starting to grow now, July 16 is at 511.5, up 4 cents today. Not a lot of profit to be made there, but if we have a decent wheat crop, there is some room there for profit at this point. Some people are hedging that current price.
We'll have more analysis right after this on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were traders looking at today?
Yesterday's crop progress report showed corn harvest 59% complete, normally about 64% this time of year, so we're a little bit behind. We were expecting 60%, so we're really right in line with what the average guesses were. Bean harvest 77%, where the average is 68%. We were expecting 80%. So we're ahead of the five-year average, but below expectations. Yields are average or above average for corn and beans from the field. And also around the country, a lot of elevators are getting full. Ground piles seem to be growing. So you would think that with an excess or a glut of supply right now that the prices would be under pressure. So today's rally is really a good sign. USDA this morning announced 132,000 metric tons of beans sold to China. So they continue to purchase beans from here in the United States. That's good for the demand picture. And maybe that was one of the reasons why the beans were a little bit higher today. Cattle futures continue to rally here. Feeders were steady to 50 or 70 higher or so. Fats were up 205 in October. Currently it's 140 ask on the live cattle, no trade as of yet. The feeder cattle index is currently 190.78.
That's Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. Justin, how can people reach you?
877-431-9805.
In recapping your markets, December live cattle up 152 at 143.17, February up a dollar at 144.02, November feeder cattle 30 higher at 192.45, January up 40 at 184.37, December lean hogs up 187 at 67.85, February up 87 at 68.85, December Kansas City wheat up 4.25 at 476.5, March up 4 at 491.5, December Chicago wheat up 5.5 at 491.25. December corn up 3.75 at 376.75. March up 3.5 at 387.25. November soybeans 5 higher at 896. January up 5.5 at 901. December cotton up 58 at 63.82. March up 56 at 63.68. That's your market analysis on the Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com.